empaths, psychics, and mediums. This is Aratima. Nowadays, due to social media and texting instead of talking, we were all forced to use other senses than the usual visual and auditory capacities in order for us to decode and understand what other people are telling us. A text is quite limited, and although emojis have become a helpful adjunct, they in the beginning didn't really exist. So everyone is quite psychic now and pretty good in getting the subtler information transmitted in social media posts or messages via phone. With this evolution in consciousness, we especially have become aware of how empathic and psychic we are. And in fact, it's almost a problem. We look at a post on social media and feel right away the energy and the post coming at us. And if we're weak, the energy will cling or shift us in its favor. So there's a tremendous amount of knowledge out there and information about how to live as an empath and how to handle this problem. Because if we're strong, we can repel this energy coming at us or transform it or neutralize it. And in fact, there's something really good about that. In fact, we use it daily, this capacity of being so connected. We daily share and offer positive life-affirming energies through our posts or images. It can be words or images, and you're quite used to it if you're listening to this MP3, because we do know how connected we are and how much we can affect each other. So that's the great thing. And of course, we need to learn how to buffer and protect ourselves so that we don't get affected by the things that are too negative. And this experience in itself is empathy. We have empathy through this feeling experience. But now a psychic, for example, would also receive information that comes along with these feelings. And if you do, that means you're psychic. So you get info from a person who posted it. And you're able to tell in general what goes on in that person's life. Nothing is really hidden from a psychic. And this empathic ability can be quite annoying and disrupting, as you might know. Maybe this is happening to you. And there's a lot of information currently on how to protect yourself as an empath and how to not be overwhelmed with too much information. And this happens to women and men. And it's just a general evolution that's taking place as the heart center is evolving. So the answer is the best way to protect yourself is to redirect your subconscious energies from the horizontal to the vertical into your core. When you don't have material in your field to resonate and communicate with, you cannot be affected. Now, the second best is to live a certain clean life and to use shielding methods, which we will talk about in the MP3 on protection. But they are only a temporary crutch as you continue to get stronger and adapt to neutrality. Any and all psychic info should come through the open heart center or higher up, your pineal gland, not the second or third chakra, which is where you tap into the psychic shadow. So now next, what are the mediums? Mediums are people who connect with ancestors, the deceased, and the psychic shadow, and they get information that is connected to that shadow. And this, again, is not a good practice due to the lunar or watery nature of this practice. But if you are receiving information via your core or your true self, vertically, as you are linking with the luminous heart center, you are receiving information via higher forces that do not pull you down and contaminate you. That brings us to the next point. Do we get affected by reading or receiving information? Yes, we get affected. Why? Whenever you put your attention on something, be it a person or a situation or a thought, you are touching it or its energy. Or we would say whatever you're touching is energy and information. And that's how you get the information, because they're really the same thing. You will then vibrate at that frequency. You have to in order to get the information. And the only way you do not get contaminated is by knowing directly via the infinite field, via your core. It's like anything in duality. When you touch something, you are being touched. Just like in martial arts, the moment you grab onto someone, you can throw them, but they can also throw you. So awareness, power, and skill are needed to stay a step ahead of the game. So to recap, we have empaths, psychics, and mediums. Most of us are all of those, actually. And if you check, you will find one to be the strongest. How do you know? Well, you might get info right away. You're a psychic. Maybe the first thing that happens to you is that you have a shift in mood and you just don't know why. Or you're feeling some pain in your body. That's your empathic. Or you get messages from somewhere that seem to come from someone, but not yourself. You're a medium. And the clearer you are of how you function, you bring awareness to unconscious tendencies and you can then more skillfully balance those weaknesses and make them more conscious. And you have also the ability to use the skill that you already are good at with more awareness and mastery. And that's also something that is wonderful to do. Thank you.